WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Six international aid workers and their Palestinian driver all killed in an airstrike overnight in Gaza. The six were from the World Central Kitchen. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari expressing sorrow but stopping short of taking responsibility for the bombing.
We also express sincere sorrow to our allied nations who have been doing and continue to do so much to assist those in need.
Florida's Supreme Court has ruled that the state's highly restrictive six-week abortion ban can go into effect in 30 days, but the court also ruling that a question asking voters to decide on abortion rights can appear on the ballot this fall. A 12-year-old is in custody in a rare school shooting just outside Helsinki, Finland. Three other 12-year-olds were shot and wounded. Former President Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond that allows him to appeal the verdict in his New York civil fraud trial. The money was underwritten by billionaire and Trump backer Don Hankey. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Portage Fire Department is looking at a potential solution to an immense staffing shortage in emergency medical services. Thanks to a recent referendum in the community and a grant from the state, the department has purchased two new ambulances to begin offering its own medical transport services in January of next year. For a long time, the community has had its ambulance service provided by the local hospital, but that agreement is now nearing its end. According to the Portage Fire Chief, the state's EMS staffing shortage may hinder the transition. To avoid any problems in the transitions of service, the department is starting its staffing plans now. Significant costs involved with training new emergency medical technicians also compounds the staffing shortage. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
City weather.
We have some rain and snow on the way today into tonight. A slushy 2 to 3 inches of accumulation is possible by the time it all winds down into Wednesday. Some places could get a little more. Today, 35. Tonight, becoming windy. 32. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with some snow and blowing snow. Our high, 39. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Hey, at least we made it through our Monday, right? That's the good news. The bad news is we got to deal with a little bit more winter weather. In fact, a winter weather advisory. But we're going to skip talking about that for right now. We'll save the bad news for a little later on this hour. Just when we thought it was safe to get out the golf club, maybe the boat, even the lawnmower. No, Mother Nature, she's definitely got other plans for us. Days of nice weather, and we were all ready for the spring and the summer months. Hi, Maddie Jones. Here is Styx. Too much time in my hands on Max FM.
Yeah, I'm sitting on this bar stool, talking like a damn fool. Got the 12 o'clock news blues. And I'm giving up hope for the afternoon soaps and a bottle of cold brew. This is I'm so tired.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
When Doves Cry, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 713 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
Everything's good when you start off the morning with some Prince and some Purple Rain music.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah, that was a great start to the morning. Totally agree with that. You know what's not a great start to the morning? This weather.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting out there right now. Like, it's not really raining, but it's not not raining. It's this weird mist that's happening. And then, of course, everything dripping from the trees. Really just the precursor, though, to what's to come later today. Do we have to talk about the winter weather advisory? I mean, I don't really want to. I'm sure people don't want to hear about it, but we need to make sure that everybody's safe and prepared for some potential snow later today. Yeah, now, this winter weather advisory advisory is in effect for Sauk and Dane counties, or will be, I should say, from 1 o'clock this afternoon until 10 o'clock tonight. And obviously, it's a little warmer out there, so this is going to be one of those wet, heavy snowfall type things. 2 to 4 inches possible. Now, this is going to affect a lot of people on their commutes because we're going to see a lot of slushy roads, some really low visibility as well with this particular system. Columbia County, you will be under a winter storm warning later today. So expecting a little bit more in that direction. But yikes, this is not fun. This is not what we want to be talking about on April 2nd.
No.
This is supposed to be like spring and flowers and all of that good stuff. And I can't imagine how confused Mother Nature's creatures are because, you know, the robins are tweeting, they're chirping, they're having a great time, they're building their nests, the flowers are blooming, and then boom, we're going to get a whole bunch of snow.
See, now, if Mother Nature had done this yesterday, she would have just been pulling a prank on us for
right.
April Fool's.
This
then
is
it
true.
Kind of would have made sense, but yeah.
Maybe she's just a day late and a dollar short kind of thing, or maybe she likes to keep us on our toes. I'm not really sure. But
and does it look like we're going to go into that roller coaster ride with temperatures coming up in the next
week? I've been
or so?
Trying no? not to look, but as long as you're asking, I'll take a peek here at what I can see and what I know. I kind of wish my husband was up to fill us in on what he's thinking. I mean, we do have another chance for some snow and some blowing snow tomorrow, and then, yeah, kind of looks roller coastery because tomorrow we're only talking mid-30s for highs, and then we're going to bump into the 40s, and then by early middle to next week, potentially, maybe, I mean, I don't ever want to get too excited about, you know, things that are this far out, maybe some 60s again. So we'll see what's all in store here over the next few days. But it is spring in the upper Midwest. Potentially, this is one of our snowiest times of the year, believe it or not. So here we are, and we do need the moisture. I mean, I'm trying to keep a positive spin on all of this because we definitely need the moisture and we could use a little ground soaking. I mean, we've had high fire warnings for my gosh, weeks and weeks in some parts of the state.
Yeah.
So we could definitely use the moisture. Hey, you know what else is what today is? This is a very exciting day. It's one of my favorite days, actually. It's spring election and presidential primary day in the great state of Wisconsin. I mean, obviously, both candidates have pretty much been chosen by either party when it comes to the presidential race. And, you know, you can really make your voice heard in November at the ballots. But, I mean, let's face it, spring elections, school boards, commissioners, mayors, all of that on the ballot today. So make sure you go vote if you haven't already done the early voting.
Polls open until 8.
That's right. So make sure you get out there and let your voice be heard. That's why I love elections. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I get so excited during election years. Now, I'm not one of those crazy people who loves all the election coverage and all of the ads and all of that kind of stuff, but I do love myself a good election because I think they're fantastic. It's one of the ways in this world that we can be heard, right? And we can make our voices heard, and we can basically make it be known at the ballot box how we feel about certain things and certain initiatives. So get out there and vote today in this spring election and presidential primary, people. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday? Anything going on at the Finn household?
You know, yesterday was pretty much business as usual, dog walking, rehearsal last night. Here's the thing. We've talked about documentaries a lot over the past few weeks.
My husband's an expert.
Yeah, I know your husband's an expert on documentaries. And it really seems like we are living in the age of documentaries.
I know.
Here's the thing that I struggle with is finding the time because there's a new Paul Simon documentary that's out there that I would really like to see. And then I just read about a new one today, which is a documentary about Steve Martin. And I have to see that one.
I love Steve Martin.
I think it's on Apple, I think.
Okay.
Of course, one that we don't currently have. But
we now have an Apple subscription, too. And when I tried to get rid of Disney Plus, I got, well, let's just wait and see what we want to do. Okay, well, now it's been a couple months and we still have
that's
both.
That's the same thing I do with Chris. I'll say, okay, we can get rid of a few of these because we've got way too many. And every time I say that, it's like it gets ignored.
I know.
Netflix, for me personally, there's not much there for me anymore. They're so slow on getting new content on there. But nope, No, we still got to have it for whatever reason.
See, Netflix is the one that we bounce around with. If there's something really, really good that we want to see on Netflix, we'll subscribe to it for basically a month and then we ditch it again. Because just like you said, there's not really anything on there that we are very excited about. Now, we had it for about a month there when Corey was trying to watch the Wham documentary and when he also wanted to watch the Milli Vanilli documentary. So we had it for exactly 1 month and then as soon as we watched Milli Vanilli, because once you sign up, you get that full month because you paid for it, right? I mean, we all know how this works. So as soon as we signed up and we watched Milli Vanilli, then I pretty much canceled it again because I knew we still had like an entire 3.5 weeks to fit the Wham documentary in there too. Right. So that's what we did. And then that's no more. And Dexter will be like, ooh, Netflix. And I'll look at him and say, what on this streaming platform do you actually want to watch? Like, what if you can justify it? Because let's face it, Netflix is one of the pricier ones at this point. If you can actually justify this, then we'll keep it. But he never comes up with more than maybe one thing that he wants to watch that probably isn't already somewhere else, or he can't eventually find it somewhere else. Yeah. So we just kind of stick with no Netflix in our household.
It seems like on every platform there's at least one go-to for me. On Netflix there's Seinfeld.
Sure.
On Peacock there's The Office and Parks and Rec, you know. I mean, everyone has a constant go-to.
Exactly. It makes it very complicated, though. And we've talked about this before. The streaming stuff is eventually going to, and I still believe it's going to become a lot like cable, where it's going to be really overpriced. There's going to be a lot of package deals where you can get multiple streaming platforms all at once. And we're starting to see all of it kind of roll together slowly but surely as time goes on. Where, you know, Disney's probably the front runner in that because obviously Hulu carries a lot of the ABC branded things, Disney owned by ABC. So obviously you can already bundle Disney, Hulu, and your ESPN if you're a sports fan, because again, ESPN also owned by the ABC network. So you're already starting to see a little bit of that. You already saw HBO Max turn into just Max because they combined with a lot of the Warner Brothers and all of that kind of stuff. So there's already a lot of combining already happening. But it's very complicated and it's very hard. But as I've said before, I do appreciate streaming for the simple fact is, just like what we do with Netflix, if I only want a month of it, I only have to pay a month of it. That's it. Then there's no residuals, right? Mm-hmm. Where we've all been there with cable, where you cut the cord, and then all of a sudden you're still getting bills like 3 months later because you had a quarter month here and a half month here. And, oh, did you realize that you borrowed this equipment from us? And now there's rental fees on this. Uh-huh. It's all very hanky. It feels weird.
I also kind of wonder if there's some type of allegiance for Netflix for us all, because they were really one of the first.
OG, right?
Yeah,
they're the OG of the whole thing. Yeah, absolutely.
So a couple of questions for you.
Sure, okay.
How was your day yesterday? And did you have any pranking that took place?
No. I'm not even sure Dexter realized it was April 1st, quite honestly, because he would totally be the one to pull the prank, because that's just how he is. It was a very boring, mundane kind of day, other than just having to go to the chiropractor and get some things put back into place, which I love my chiropractor, so that's never the worst part. Always have a good relationship with your chiropractor if you're somebody who has a bad back, because they, they come in handy more than once. And a good masseuse, by the way. They also help. So just kind of doing that, and then came home yesterday, had to make puppy food because, well, Aspen needs to eat and she had nothing left. And then we just had some more leftovers and things like that. And that was pretty much the gist of the day. Got some homework done with Dexter, got some school done with Dexter, and we just kind of settled in and watched it rain a whole lot, because it started out kind of nice yesterday, right? Like, I was skeptical that we were even going to get rain, and then all of a sudden the floodgates opened in the middle of the afternoon, and I was like, boy, this sure sucks, as I was trying to run around and get puppy heartworm pills and run into the chiropractor. So speaking of puppy heartworm pills, ticks really bad already this year,
people.
So if you've got pets who like to be outside and you haven't talked to your vet about your preventatives, this is your little PSA to do so. I was talking to our vet yesterday, and they've already had dogs diagnosed with Lyme this year and everything else. And so, yikes and yikes.
No joke.
All at the same time. No,
no joke.
It's not.
I've read that because of climate change, there's an explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Ticks.
I would totally believe it. Yeah. Aspie carries most of them in with her almost every single day. Now, we have a ritual in our house of how we go about our day. She goes for a walk. We immediately come into the laundry room, which is a utility room, and then she immediately gets brushed. So, and she's white, so it's a little easier to see those dark ticks creeping, crawling around on her fur. She doesn't have a lot of it either, right? So she's pretty short-haired, so I can see them creepy crawling around. Plus, then when you brush her, you brush a lot of them out. But it's just appalling and disgusting to me how many are creepy crawling around on her mat while I'm trying to brush her, because I'm like, oh, no. And you cannot kill those things. You cannot kill those little teeny tiny, our vet said they're deer ticks. You cannot kill those things. You basically have to set your entire house on fire, and I'm still positive that they would find a way to get out of it, because they are absolutely indestructible. One day they're going to rule the world. I'm pretty sure, because you can't kill them. It's insanity. You try. I mean, I've even put like a dent in things, like trying to just squish them, you know, by like hitting them with something. And you can't kill them. They just keep creepy crawling around.
Yeah. It really changes the walk for me. I will pretty much avoid the trail. Now I'll just walk them on, you know, the street and the sidewalks and take them for a walk that way, because, well, you know, Sunset being a lab retriever, she's got lighter fur, so it's easier to spot them on her. Theo, forget it.
Oh, yeah, because he's just a ball of fur, isn't he? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Being the breed that he is, he's just, I'm sure, just always just a little fluff ball is what Theo is.
He is.
So take care of yourselves, too, because, you know, like with Aspen even, you know, she wears her little boots out there, but they'll even crawl in between her boots and get into her paws and everything. It is just, they're just awful.
Does the walk change for you? I mean, I know you're kind of limited out there as far as where you
because
can go.
She likes to be on a long lead rope. She likes her good 10-foot to 20-foot lead rope. And her absolute favorite thing in this world is to sniff. It's absolutely to sniff. And she loves to get down into the weeds, and she loves to put her nose into holes, and she killed a gopher the other day by doing so. And I mean, it's what she likes to do. So really, we haven't changed a whole lot. I'm just more diligent in how much time I'm taking to check her and myself when we come inside. And like I said, with her, it's a whole routine, it's a whole ritual. So we go from head to toe on her right away when we come in. We keep up on our preventatives just to make sure that when they do bite, it's instantly killing them, which listen to your vet when they prescribe whatever it is they're going to prescribe, because every vet likes something different and every dog's different, which is why you need to talk to them, right? But it's amazing, because as soon as those ticks bite, I mean, they'll be on her if I miss one, but they're dead. They've never embedded in, they've never done any damage. And we diligently have her tested for Lyme. We diligently make sure we do all of our different preventatives, as well as, you know, all of the different shots and things that they can get too. So because she just, and if you don't let her sniff, the look on her face is just, who can resist that face? I mean, who can resist the sad eyes and the ear down and nobody, and the snaggle teeth? Nobody can resist that. And so we get really, really diligent. Now, when we go to like state parks and start walking and stuff, I'll make sure she stays on the trail. I'll make sure she absolutely stays on the trail, because I know there's certain areas out here on Goose Poop Pond, ticks are anywhere, I get that, duh. But there's certain areas where they're really bad, because there's more shade, there's taller grasses, so I can kind of avoid those areas a little bit with her. When we go to state parks, though, I absolutely make sure she's on the trail as much as possible, just so we don't have quite as many when we get home.
Fix for the humans, I mean, we can just come home, throw our clothes in the dryer for what is it, like a couple of minutes or whatever.
The heat and then that sucks them right out of there too.
But like you said, these things, they're almost indestructible.
They're awful. They're really, really awful. And we had a long conversation about that at the vet yesterday while I was getting the preventatives, just how bad they are. But just be diligent, people, and just take care of yourselves and the pets as they're getting more and more outside, or eventually after whatever this winter weather is going to be. Because it's 32 degrees. That's the craziest part. That's when ticks come to life. I mean, it's insane. So even at freezing, you have to start dealing with them. And we've gotten ticks even at freezing. So just be careful is the moral of the story. Speaking of being careful, let's go back through this forecast again one more time in case anybody missed it early on in the discussion. Mother Nature is not done with us. She has decided that it is still winter very much in Wisconsin. We have a winter weather advisory in effect this afternoon from 1 o'clock until 10 o'clock tonight. This includes Sauk and Dane counties. Wet snow, heavy snow, maybe 2 to 4 inches in there. On your commute, that's going to probably be a little bit of an issue for some people because we're talking some really slushy conditions as well as low visibility. Columbia County will be under a winter storm warning later today. So maybe a little bit more snow, maybe a little breezier up there in that direction as well. Now, here's the thing, though. Tonight, it's going to become windy in Sauk and Dane counties as well. And we're going to drop down to a low of 32. Then tomorrow, the windy conditions continue, and then we have a chance for more snow with some blowing snow, 39 for a high. So it's just going to be kind of a yucky next couple of days. And then we're going to get into the 40s. So all of this is going to melt. It should be pretty short lived because it's just one of those types of systems. But yeah, we're going to definitely have to maybe do a little shoveling, maybe a little salting over the next couple of days. Here's what I keep thinking too. It's really wet out right now. So if we start getting some snow on top of this wet, then it could be a little slick in some places too. So just be careful out there today. Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're going to go vote, bringing back the entire conversation to the start, because obviously it is spring election here in the great state of Wisconsin. Right now, it is 33.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models. Just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries coming up before 8 o'clock. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning. 355-9970. Jesus Jones now on Max FM.
Right here, right now, there is no other place.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And, you know, yesterday was April Fool's Day, Finn, and a lot of people, including businesses and brands, took the opportunity to try and trick unsuspecting and some very gullible people into pranks and fake news as well. I mean, every day could be April Fool's Day if you're on social media a lot, if that's the case. True. But some of it was a total joke. Some of it was actually legit stuff that people thought was a prank, and some of it was just complete silliness meant to capitalize on April Fool's Day. Well, because, you know, we like to do that with our holidays in this country. But almost all of it was more cringe than funny. So here are a few things that were making their rounds yesterday during April Fool's Day. Velveeta actually announced a new Velveeta hair dye, which obviously seems like a joke, but this actually exists, and you can buy it on Amazon right now while supplies last for $7.50. And it's exactly what you think it would be. It is the brightest yellow kind of orange color hair that you have ever seen in your entire life. And it is actually for sale. Now, a couple of years ago, they pranked people with a Velveeta skincare line. That was not real, but the hair dye very much exists if you want to try it out. Mm-hmm. Very exciting stuff, right? Oreo announced yesterday that the cookie and the cream were going through a severe divorce and that each would be offered separately.
Now, that's a very obvious one.
Yeah, that's just mean to do to people, too, because there were people who were actually falling for it all over social media, which is the best part about the whole thing. But that's just cruel to do to people, I think, because Oreos are synonymous with the cookie and the cream part, right? It's why we love our Oreos, especially when you dunk them and then you can finally untwist them and then you get just the cream. So I feel like that was just a mean one. Krispy Kreme announced that yesterday only customers could bring in anything they wanted and the workers would glaze it. A corresponding image featured glazed sandwiches, pizza, bell peppers, and even fruits. Now, glazed fruits would probably not be too bad, quite honestly. I love a little sweetness with my fruit, so I think that one would be okay. Domino's claimed that they were taking pineapple off the menu because no one likes it anyways. No, that's not true. I love pineapple on my pizza. I find that one kind of offensive, quite honestly. Some of us out there do like pineapple on our pizza. C4 Energy revealed a new chicken and rice flavor. That was also a joke about a new fried chicken flavor of Prime, so there you go. 7-Eleven was hyping up that hot dog flavored sparkling water that we talked about last week. They just made enough to fool with some people. It isn't actually for sale. Tinder posted a LinkedIn ad for a VP of ghost hunting. Now that's just good. That's just good marketing, you know, especially when you're talking about ghosts, the type of ghosting that people do on social media to one another. I think that's just good marketing right there on Tinder's part. So that was a good one. The language app Duolingo got in on the April Fool's action by announcing Duolingo on Ice, the multilingual music. They even had tickets listed on SeatGeek, but that's a complete joke. That was an April Fool's prank all the way around. Another good one, though. Healthy soda brand Olipop and Pringles teased a collaboration to create sour cream and onion soda, which sounds absolutely awful. It sounds as bad as the hot dog sparkling water, does it not? So obviously that one was a joke.
But because we have so many strange flavored things out there, I could totally see this as being a reality.
Yeah, but fortunately for the world, it was not. We dodged a bullet on that one. And then there was also a new product called Rosetta Stoned. I love this. A mobile app that bridges the conversational gap between novice users and seasoned stoners in any social setting. Oh my gosh. So there you go. Those were some of the brands that were getting in on the April Fool's fun yesterday. You got to admit, though, that some of them have gotten pretty creative over the last few years.
Some of those were good. Some of them were really creative. Some of them were just pretty cruel. But
yes, this is true. This is true. Some were very, very obvious as well. But at the same time, I do applaud the companies for collaborating and you know, having a little fun with their customers and people on social media. And they got good marketing teams. I mean, you know, going outside the box a little bit. I'll give them some kudos for that. That's some good stuff. Now, coming up in just a moment, we are going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Of course, that winter weather advisory in effect this afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1 p.m. for Sauk and Dane counties. 2 to 4 inches of some wet, heavy snow, creating some low visibility as well as some slushy roads during the commute. Columbia County under a winter storm warning later today. So we'll fill you in with all the gaps in just a moment. Now, I do want to touch on something here this morning, you know, because I feel like we need a little burst of spring today, okay? Because obviously we're talking about this winter weather, and there's no better dose of spring fan than a PHP Brat Fry fundraiser. And going to be having one this Saturday and Sunday over at their headquarters. That's April 6th and 7th, if you're not in front of a calendar. Now, their headquarters located at 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. And both days, they're going to be operating this from 10 until 2. Now, here's the thing. It's Baraboo Mystery Weekend. So while you're running around and you're trying to sleuth and solve crimes, you're going to need a little sustenance. That's how I think about it. It takes a lot of energy to find that many clues to solve the mystery and the murder, right?
Exactly.
Right. So you got to stop over at PHP, not too far off from where you're going to be doing all the solving anyway. They're going to have grilled brats, grilled Italian sausages, the all beef franks, the chips, the soda, or the water. And the best part is, while you're filling up and you're getting your stomach full, you're also going to be helping out a really great cause, because all the proceeds go to PHP's career development program that prepares low-income and disadvantaged individuals for apprenticeships in the skilled trade. So obviously a win-win situation, but you got to do that either Saturday and Sunday while you're running around trying to solve crimes. And even if you're not, well, hello, you still need some lunch. I mean, we all need to eat at some point in time. So stop over at their headquarters, phpofwisconsin.org, for more information. A look at that forecast and a look at sports with Mike Ganger is next here on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of April, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School softball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsett.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at ramchealth.com.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Postponements have begun for some of the events that were supposed to take place today. Many of the area boys golf teams are going to be participating in an invite at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. That's now been moved to Friday of this week. Baseball for the Thunderbirds supposed to have their home opener today, but that has been postponed. Girls soccer for the Thunderbirds also were supposed to be welcoming DeForest to Beryl Newman Stadium, but that has been postponed at this point as well. Still on the schedule for now is softball at Mount Horeb. As for now, with the exception of that boys golf invite, the Reedsburg events are still scheduled. You got baseball welcoming Stoughton and softball heading to the Vikings place. 5 o'clock start time for both of those. Same for Sauk Prairie at this point, as the girls soccer team is scheduled to be at Toma. Eagle baseball will be at Portage at 5 o'clock, and softball is going to be at McFarland. Eagle lacrosse will be hosting Wanakee at 6 o'clock tonight as well. And then most of the events for Portage have been postponed at this time, with the exception of that Sauk Prairie baseball game. As always, this time of year with the weather, be sure to check the schedule before heading to any of those events. Better news is the rest of the week looks a lot nicer, so it should be much, much busier here to wrap up the week. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament continued last night, and the Final Four is set. Caitlin Clark and Iowa take down LSU 94-87, the final there. And then it was Paige Beckers leading UConn to an 80-73 win over number one USC. Final Four will start on Friday with unbeaten South Carolina taking on NC State. And then Iowa and UConn will play following that. The men's Final Four will be played out on Saturday. Bucks get back on the court tonight as they're in Washington to face just a 14-win Wizards squad. 6 o'clock is going to be the tip-off for that one. And the Brewers look to stay unbeaten as they'll be welcoming the 2-1 Minnesota Twins for the home opener at AmFam Field. Jacob Junis will get the start for the Brew Crew. Louis Varland will be countering for the Twins. First pitch again is at 3:10. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some rain and snow on the way today into tonight. A slushy 2 to 3 inches of accumulation is possible by the time it all winds down into Wednesday. Some places could get a little more. Today, 35. Tonight, becoming windy. 32. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with some snow and blowing snow. Our high, 39. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7
Max FM. 7:44 right now. We hope that your morning is going well. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Hey, at least we made it through a Monday. We're going to deal with some winter weather, but, you know, we're moving on with the week. We'll try to find all the positives we can. Birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. Tears for Fears now, and everybody wants to rule the world on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:48 right now. And Finn, we've got a little celebrating that we need to do today. Not about the weather, that's for sure, because this is pretty gross. Every time I look outside, it just looks grosser, quite honestly. The wind's starting to come up a little bit more. Now it's not even misting quite as much as just kind of drizzling. And, yuck. It's going to just be one of those days. Actually, next couple of days. So we're not going to celebrate the weather or Mother Nature, but we are going to celebrate the birthdays that we have on the list, because we have some celebrity birthdays that we have to go through. And as we're doing that, we'll remind everybody that if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number is 355-9970. So let's start right up here at the top of the list with Lee DeWise. Oh, that's a name we haven't heard in quite some time. He was the American Idol winner from season 9. Did he actually do anything once he won American Idol? I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, he's celebrating his 38th birthday today. Bethany Joy Lenz, who is Haley on One Tree Hill. She also wrote Halo, one of her hits from the show, with former American Idol judge Kara DioGuardi. Bethany was also on the short-lived Suit spinoff Pearson. Anyway, she's celebrating her 43rd birthday today. Bobby Bones, who is a Dancing with the Stars winner, American Idol mentor. We're talking a lot about American Idol this morning, maybe just a little too much. And he was also the beloved star of the nationally syndicated Bobby Bones Show. He is celebrating his 44th birthday today. We have Jesse Carmichael celebrating as well. He's the keyboardist for Maroon 5. He's celebrating his 45th birthday. So apparently Maroon 5 is out touring again, which I'm a little fascinated by. Yes, I've seen Summerfest. I know they're at a couple festivals in Minnesota this summer as well. I mean, does Adam Levine have legal fees after all of the stuff that happened on Instagram that all of a sudden we have to tour again? Because the Adam Levine who used to perform is not the same Adam Levine that people have seen recently. Like, not even in comparison, it's not good. It's a little bit like Mariah Carey trying to hit the high notes a few years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of ugly. So we'll see how it all plays out. But Jesse Carmichael celebrating his 45th birthday today. Michael Fassbender, Magneto in the X-Men movies, and also the androids in Prometheus and its sequel, Alien Covenant. He was also in Assassin's Creed, 12 Years a Slave, and also 300. Michael Fassbender celebrating his 47th birthday today.
Great actor.
I think he's fantastic. So I'm a huge Michael Fassbender fan, and there's really not a role that he can't do, right? I mean, you just heard the resume. It's pretty complete there. Pedro Pascal, who is the Mandalorian. He's also Joel on The Last of Us. He's also on Game of Thrones. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of his character and then upset Game of Thrones fans this morning. He was also a DEA agent on Narcos. He is celebrating his 49th birthday today. Adam Rodriguez, who is heartthrob Luke Alvarez on Criminal Minds. Before that, you knew him as Eric Delco on CSI Miami. He is also 49 years old today. Rosalind Sanchez, who plays Elena on the new Fantasy Island. Is that thing even in existence anymore? Did that last like a season or two?
Yeah. Wow.
That was not a good one. That was not good. As far as reboots go, that was right there at the top of bad, is what that was.
Shouldn't have bothered.
That's right. You also knew her from Without a Trace and Lifetime's Devious Maids. She is celebrating her 51st birthday today. Clark Gregg, who is Agent Phil Coulson on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was also in 5 of the MCU movies, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, The Avengers, and Captain Marvel. He is 62 years old today. We have Karen Woodward from Bananarama celebrating a birthday today. She is 63 years old. Of course, some of their big hits, Venus, Cruel Summer, I Heard a Rumor, and Robert De Niro's Waiting. We have Christopher Maloney also celebrating a birthday. All of us know him best as Detective Stabler on Law & Order SVU, and now he's on the spinoff Law & Order Organized Crime. He's one of those dudes that got into the Dick Wolf world and then just kind of never left.
Yeah.
You also know him from True Blood and Oz. is. And as hitman Nick Sachs on Happy, he's celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Now, usually we don't talk about most of the country artists because, well, duh, we don't play a lot of country here on Max FM. But if we've got Emmylou Harris on the list as a legend, then I feel like we have to at least mention the fact that she is 77 years old today. And then we round out the list with Linda Hunt, Hetty, the tiny boss on NCIS Los Angeles. She was also a tiny judge on The Practice, the tiny principal in Kindergarten Cop, and she's the voice of Grandmother Willow in Pocahontas. I love Linda Hunt. She is 79 years old today.
Cool little fact about Linda Hunt, who is a phenomenal character actor, and has been around for a very long time. She actually won an Oscar. This was back in the 80s, I believe, 82.
Okay.
She was the first actor to win an Oscar for playing someone of the opposite sex in The Year of Living Dangerously. Now, this was an actor. It wasn't that she was playing a woman pretending to be a man.
Sure.
She was a woman playing a man in The Year of Living Dangerously. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Solid actor.
It's good to know some of these facts about some of these people. You know, because a lot of people now think of her as just a character actor because she was the principal. She was a judge. She didn't make appearances all that often. She wasn't on every episode of NCI Los Angeles. So a lot of people just assume she's probably a character actress. But that's not the case. She's actually a bona fide Oscar winner. I love that for a really important role. I had no idea. Thank you for sharing that this morning.
Yeah, and if you watch the History Channel at all, you hear her voice quite a bit because she does a lot of narration on that, and you also hear her voice on National Public Radio a lot.
Yes,
if you listen. So
she's like the James Earl Jones of two channels, right? I mean, how are they ever going to duplicate a guy like James Earl Jones? Because his voice is just so iconic.
What a voice!
It's amazing. And what you're telling me is Linda Hunt has the same kind of notoriety on a couple of different networks with her voice, and so then you start looking at their age, and you're like, how do you ever replace?
What are we
going to
do? I mean, Morgan Freeman's not a spring chicken either, and he's got a great voice, but.
Yeah, no, he's got a tremendous voice as well. And this week, if you didn't see the news, the world lost Lou Gossett Jr., who is a tremendous actor as well. So, you know, we've talked about it. Some of these people, we got to bubble, preserve just a little bit because they're getting up there in age and they're icons and legends in what we know of Hollywood and the entertainment business. So we'll bubble them up.
Lou was an Oscar winner for An Officer and a Gentleman. I mean...
That was a great movie.
Do you remember some of those films from the 80s? I mean, they were just so good. I mean, The Officer and a Gentleman, it was Richard Gere, Deborah Winger, Lou Gossett.
This is all-star cast. It was an amazing cast. It was one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, by the way, too. But here's the thing. I'm sure we'll get an idea of how you replace them because I'm sure there'll be a reboot very, very soon because that's where we're at in Hollywood right now. Now, I do have to wish a very, very happy birthday to my mama. She is celebrating today. So very happy birthday, mama. I hope you're listening this morning. We love you and we hope you have an awesome day. I'll give you a call a little later on. If you are celebrating, we all hope that you have a wonderful day as well, whether that's a birthday or an anniversary. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, very, very easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line at 355-9970. Now we got to take a look at this forecast because I'm told that's what I'm supposed to do or something.
We can ignore it, can't we? I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that the roads might be a little treacherous later on.
Probably just skim over the top of this is what I would do. But unfortunately, we do have a winter weather advisory, or we will have one in effect later today from about 1 o'clock until 10 o'clock tonight. This includes Sauk and Dane counties. We're talking some wet, heavy snow, potentially 2 to 4 inches of accumulation. Now, on the commute, this is where it might get a little tricky because we're talking some slushy snow and some low visibility as well. So please, on your way home tonight, take it easy. And then, of course, can't forget to mention Columbia County that will be under a winter storm warning at the same time. Otherwise, today, it's going to be a rain-snow mix, 35 for a high, then becoming windy tonight down to 32. And then tomorrow, windy with some snow and some blowing snow, a high near 39. Right now, it's 34.
Due to overwhelming success, the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells has added 4 more tribute bands to their concert series. On Friday, April 5th, it's a night of great piano music.
Friday, that's all right.
Ryan Harris returns to the stage with his tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel. Then on Saturday, April 6th, they've been together for over 30 years and even played on Access TV's World's Greatest Tribute Bands. It's ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator at the Legacy Dinner Theater. Want more? It's my life. Break out the Aquanet and get your big hair in the air as The Hype comes to town Friday, April 12th, playing all the hits from Bon Jovi, Poison, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue. And last but not least, it's America's number one Kiss tribute, Strutter, coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Saturday, April 13th. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging that his country's forces carried out an unintended strike that left seven World Central Kitchen workers dead. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
In the wake of the deaths,